Cloudy skies, 30 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. Well, the campaign may be over, but Senator-elect Joni Ernst says she's just getting started. The recently elected Republican was in Washington this week. She's meeting her future colleagues, hiring staffers, and seeking advice from longtime Republican Senator Chuck Grassley. She's also planning to visit every county in Iowa next year. Ernst scored a decisive victory in November, helping the GOP take control of the Senate. She started the race as a relatively unknown state senator, but soared to national stardom, promoting her farm upbringing and military background. Looking ahead, Ernst said she hopes to serve on either the Armed Services or Agriculture committees. She plans to focus on issues she addressed during the campaign, like changes to the tax code.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved an amendment to the county's fiscal year 2014-2015 budget. The move came after a public hearing was held during which there were no written or oral objections to the published amendments. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman explained the majority of the amendments are with regard to transfers of flow-through funds.
It was to add $4 million to the grant flow-through for the CDBG grant as a result of flood rounds 5 and 6. And just to make sure that we had enough to carry the new county case management, we added $100,000, which makes no change, and that's also flow through. If the Medicare monies come in, and they flow out. And then the annex project, it was believed at first that it would be approximately $150,000, and we paid it directly out of local option. Since then, we've learned that it's going to be somewhat over $300,000, and it'd be safe we did it. So part of the change here is $150,000 that was a direct expenditure for local options has been changed to a transfer out to the capital projects fund, and then the payment out of the capital projects fund with an added $350,000 to make it a rounded $500,000. Which will only be spent if needed, but spending authority's there.
The supervisors also received a report from West Central Community Action, or WCCA, Executive Director Joel Dirks, along with an annual request and funding for fiscal year 2016. In years past, the WCCA had requested $3,500. This year, the request is for an additional $500, or $4,000 altogether. The board took the request under advisement. In his report to the board, Dirk said West Central provided a little more than $1.7 million in services last year for Cass County. He said they assisted 678 households, which represented 1,582 persons. Demographically, that included many single-parent households, or 57% of the persons that WCCA works with.
57% of the households that we work with have income at 100% of poverty or below. So basically a family of four is living on $23,850.
Dirk says they received an Iowa Insurance Division grant that helped to reduce the number of people without health insurance by assisting with applications for insurance.
Last year, we showed 49% of the folks we worked with had no health insurance. And this year we have 24%. So I think we made a little bit of difference on that grant, at least as far as folks applying for health insurance.
Dirk said also 2% of the persons they worked with had no income last year. This year it's down to 1%. He said they've been trying to assist as many persons as possible in obtaining rental assistance and employment services. They also worked with more than 460 households with regard to LIHEAP, the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. One area Dirks asked the supervisors for help with was with regard to referrals to the Senior Aid Program. He said if anyone is age 55 or older and is at least 125% of the poverty level or below and in need of a job or help finding a job, they can be referred to West Central Community Action by calling 712-243-5421. For a third year, members of the private sector in Adair and Guthrie counties are joining with the public sector to support the budget needs of the Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Programs. Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Kemp says emergency preparedness is not just the responsibility of our local governments. Emergency management and preparedness are a team sport. Everyone has a part to play. He says the participation by the private sector is critical to accomplishing our planning and response goals and objectives. Kemp says we have large areas in our counties that are not covered by storm sirens. Our emergency notification system provided timely and addressed specific weather information, warning information to residents that have signed up for that. Officials can also send out emergency information on that system based on geographical locations about evacuations and shelter-in-place incidents, any drinking water issues, and resource needs during a major disaster. Individuals and businesses can sign up their landline phones, cell phones, text messaging, and email addresses as ways to receive emergency information. The agencies maintain a hazardous materials response contact to help provide response information and assistance to emergency responders and industry in case of a chemical spill or leak. The Emergency Management Program provides preparedness and recovery information to the public in many ways throughout the year, and Kemp says they have a booth at the county fairs with information available to speak to different civic groups and businesses throughout the year. Any business, industry, or groups in Adair and Guthrie counties that would like to learn more about the program or become a sponsor and would like a presentation about preparedness can contact Bob Kemp at 641-332-3030. The Iowa Department of Public Safety's Division of Narcotics Enforcement continues to be a leader in illegal narcotics investigations. With the help of the DEA, new large containers have been installed and strategically placed across the state where methamphetamine production is more prevalent. The containers are 7 by 7 by 9 feet and include an exhaust system and are under 24/7 supervision and in locked and secured areas. They're housed at five locations, including one site in Council Bluffs. The DEA requires that all law enforcement officers utilizing those containers have a minimum of 40-hour clandestine lab certification and complete a three-day DEA container course. All local agencies have signed agreements with the Department of Narcotics Enforcement and will have to follow the DEA and DNA protocols to be able to utilize the container that's located nearest to them. The Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement says it recognizes the extremely toxic chemicals with methamphetamine labs pose a serious safety risk to the public. Officials say the containers allow for the safe disposal, greatly minimizing the safety risks to the public. More containers may be in place across the state in the future after the five initial containers are evaluated for their performance. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.